Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. How you doing? This is Lowdown Radio. And I'm your host, Skip, for tonight. Tonight's topic, I'm trying to figure out, you all, why do rich people pay less taxes than we do? First, I'm trying to get an understanding that I need some clarity, some understanding that if you choose to work for somebody, I guess when you work, only wages are taxable, mostly. But I'm still trying to figure out, if a rich person owns a company, do they collect wages and salaries as well? I mean, they get a salary, but I'm saying, are they at a lower or higher tax index than an average working Joe? And what I'm trying to understand is that if so, why do you going to pay their fair share? I'm trying to really, really understand it because, excuse me, I just seen somewhere where Elon Musk paid so many billions towards taxes, but that put him in a 1% tax bracket of paying taxes. So I'm trying to figure all this out. But as we go on and talk tonight, hopefully we can get a good, deep, and brief understanding about it. So I'm just trying to figure it out. And hopefully you all can help me with the answers and the problems. Because when you work, when we work, our wages are taxed by the federal government. FICA, Social Security, state. So through those wages that we work for, punching that clock every day, we're trying to figure out, at least I'm trying to figure out, that why is it so high? Because when I took my shoes off and counted my toes and my fingers and my feet, I figured out somewhere along the line with all combined three, you're paying at least over 25% to 28% of your money, depending on the tax bracket that you're in. And God forbid if they have any other deductions that you have to pay out, like your health care and pay towards your pension and everything else, it can almost amount up to 40% of your money's gone before you see it. And thank God we're not in London where they take half. You know, so I want to thank George Harrison, rest in peace, because when he made that song, The Tax Man, they take half their wages in London, just not being a working stiff. But I never understood how that the working person get taxed more than the rich people. I mean, I listened to a lot of PBS. PBS was my station when I was a kid. And I love PBS because they're so informative and they're not so cutthroatish about the content and the things that they listen to. Public broadcasting really saved me to learn how fun that school and education could be. But I never understood that if I'm paying almost close to over 30% of my money in the taxes, I guess I'm keeping the wheel spinning, but why the rich people don't pay that much? Even though they're paying billions of billions in taxes, whether it be from the shares off the stock that they sold, or the land development, or the properties, or whatever, why do they pay less than we do? Well, I was watching PBS one night, and I seen a Japanese guy. I think his name is Robert Ishikawa. He the one that wrote that book about Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And he was saying that because he got over 19 properties down in Hawaii, hopefully they're still there after the big fire they had. He was saying that by him putting himself in the position to declare to the government that, hey, I don't collect wages, I don't have a salary. All I got is my investment properties that I invested in, and it's paying me off. It's paying me not a wage, but a livable, comfortable way of generating my own personal income. Because he said it was three levels of income. He said that there's one that you work for, one that you get through inheritance, and the other one that you make yourself. And I've never understood what he meant by that. So what he was saying really, that to alleviate the wage income tax is to have stuff that you build yourself as far as investment properties, portfolios, and managing, you know, your own type of thing, to where it's not a wage, but it's something that you can make a living out of and still sustainably live. He was saying in so many words that he only paid taxes off the stuff that he purchased. You know, because every state has a purchasing income tax. Like in Illinois, it's almost 11%, in Indiana, 7%. Really hidden under the sales tax. So I was just wondering, because he's rich too. He's one of the richest. You know, when they give you so many little hints and clues, I try to pick up on them, because, you know, just being a working stiff, and I hate to say this in the wrong way, please don't take it that way, you all. I hate to feel that it feels like slavery again. It's just that instead of us just getting something to eat, if we still working these hours and these wages, basically that's it, because we're all in the same boat. So I'm just trying to figure it out, because, man, like they said, Elon Musk, he paid $11 billion in taxes, but he bought Twitter for $93 million. So after you traded the options on the stock, that's why he only had to pay $11 million. I mean, does the math add up? $11 billion compared to $93 billion. You paid for something at $93 billion, but they gave you a tax break of $11 billion. So that means that you kept most of that money. So I don't understand it. But hopefully we can all elaborate and share what's going on, because I did some homework. I don't consider it research. I consider it homework, because it's true facts and numbers. I didn't know that the 1099 tax code is basically for rich people. It's not employee payroll tax. So a 1099 form comes from stuff like foundations, contractors, independent contractors, foundations, you know, non-payroll. That's what we could say, like a foundation. So basically, when you fill out, you're just making a report to what you itemized, and you said this is what you paid. But like I found out in foundations, it's supposed to go 60%, 20%, and 20% for you running the foundation. So, you know, these numbers is blowing my head, blowing me off the chain. So I'm just trying to figure it out, because I don't know, maybe I might want to aspire one day to be rich, and I just don't want to be broke tomorrow, or I might be lucky enough to hit the lotto. But at the same time, I need to understand where all this going, because in America, sometimes it seems like if you want to cross the bridge, you're going to have to pay the toll. And taxes, to me, is one of the biggest tolls that's in our way. So I'm just trying to figure it out. So I need some clear understanding, and I need you all output so we can get some understanding together and see what the future holds and what we can aspire to, to alleviate some of these taxes. Because just by being like on the payroll for somebody, I never understood how can they call and say, they could tell you that they pre-tax your stuff, you know, like your insurance, stuff like that. Or if you get a raise, they put a tax on your raise so it don't cost the corporation nothing. You know, and I've seen that. It happened several times. So I really don't get the gist of it, because it's supposed to be given free, but I guess you can't live in America unless you pay taxes. Excuse me. So I just need some clarity. So then when they want to tell me, yeah, we're going to give you a raise, but we're going to tax it. So is that really giving you a raise, being a working stiff? But when rich people give themselves a raise, all they got to do is fill out a piece of paper and let them know that, hey, I took certain money around and switched it around and funded it here and did it there. So I'm just trying to figure it out. So I won't be looking at the end of my road when I get older that I'm coming up short. That's all. Because it's best to know now when you're still fortunate and able to do something about it than to wait till later. You know? So I'm just trying to figure it out. That's all. That's all. So I'm gonna leave it up to everybody else to let me know. Because the worst feeling in the world is to know that you're put in a position to where this is good you're gonna ever be, the good you're gonna ever be. I mean, they have a lot of things that can compensate for your madness. I mean, you'll be able to buy a nice car every 3 to 5 years or maybe 10 years, get you a nice outfit. You probably could eat a little bit more from what they're giving you. You know, God forbid, hell, you can walk away with a brand new pair of underwear as well. But I don't get it, man. If these guys talking about billions and they're only paying 1% tax rate, do you know each quarter, man, it's only 350 million people in America. So if you wanted to take a real loss and pay no taxes, why don't you give $1 million to each American in here and we can stop the poverty? Being the strongest, richest country in the world. But if not, then I can see it's always about, hey, I got mine, you got to get yours. And I can respect and honor that. But at the same level, why should you get any different break from the government than I do? You know, because you know more important than I, regardless of what the job I do. So I'm just trying to figure this out. So then I won't be so frustrated and disgruntled when I look at my paycheck every 2 weeks and say, man, the reality sets in. We'll never get ahead. We're just going to try to stay on top and checks and balance and just keep this normal doldrum of existence. Work, come home, go to bed. That's it. Almost like we're living in a Flintstone. But I just want to know, because I tell you something, man. Hey, collecting cans or selling nachos on the back porch don't sound like a bad idea to me. At least you can dictate your own income and you can report it to them what you made and what you lost. Because this, hey, I'm not complaining, but at the same time, I have to be aware to recognize what's going on around me. That's all. And this is what I really look at. So I'm just trying to get a clear understanding because I don't think it adds up right. I don't, you know, and you can bitch and complain all you want, but until it can be something to be done about it and to alleviate this type of thing, as far as having this stuff in your mind and having this question mark, man, you really, really just out here in the days. So when I look at my money, I want to make sure that it's there. Not because I worked for you and I did it, because fair exchange is no robbery, but I don't know. It's time to get on, and you worked for so long of a time somewhere. Don't you think it's about time not getting a gold watch or silver cufflinks? But don't you think it's time that you should start looking and be asking, when is this job really going to work for me instead of me working for it? And the best way is to know what type of taxes you got. Because the W-2 form is burnt up. You really know. You at the beginning of that iceberg with a W-2 form. I mean, you don't have no kids. You can't even go 1040. You know what I mean? So they basically raking you over the coals because you'll never see no return or nothing. But at the same time, still, you got Warren Buffett, like he said. And I could never get mad at him. He said this. He made the statement. He was right. The secretary paid more in income tax and taxes than he do. But remember, Warren Buffett, the old, nice, cool white guy, invested in Coke when Coke was good at the time, before Jesse Jackson sent 20,000 people down there in Atlanta and told Coke to hire some black people. You know, I mean, and stuff like that. And that real estate agency he got, that company, they're one of the biggest real estate companies in the country. So, not Coldwell Banker, I forgot the name of it, but I know it's got a red sign and it's everywhere. So I'm just trying to figure this out. So, because like I said, we need to find a better way of letting it work for us instead of working for it. Because if we don't, I would hate to see this go be, I'm going to be this way until I die, man. And don't get me wrong, I love all the brothers and sisters that aspire to retire. Y'all survived the game. It wasn't just about working, you know what I'm saying? It was about, hey, that you all made a commitment and a sacrifice to stood there. You know, to me, I look at you all as rocks. Because after spending all the years somewhere, hey, you survived the game, big ups to you. But I still think there still should be something more for all of us, not just individually, but all of us living on this earth, man. Because if not, we might as well go ahead and take the pension plan as soon as we go through the door, you know? And that's basically the clear understanding and the gist that I got out of it now, because certain things are, like they said, a hidden rule. A lot of people don't like to talk about that. You know, because the thing I was wondering was that how I didn't know that being an essential worker was a cash cow. I didn't know the people that worked during Corona that was considered essential workers got in nothing less than $3,500 tax-free from the government, depending on what type of job you had. If you was a nurse, you might have got more. If you was a police, you might have got more. You know what I'm saying? But these essential people that they considered that we needed during Corona, they got tax-free federal money. And I'm wondering to myself, was it because they were so intertwined with helping people and taking care of people and being out in the front line with all this stuff going on? Or was it because a different type of agenda that was set up for them to get that money, but at the same level? Hey, man, $5,000 or $6,000 at one time tax-free ain't bad at all. I ain't talking about buying a cheap furniture set in a ghetto used car, but I'm just saying to have access to something like that is a beautiful thing. That really means that they do appreciate you. And it's not always a reward monetarily, but, hey, if they can help, that's cool too. So I was just wondering, that's all, because it seemed like everybody that was out there doing Corona in the front line got rewarded real nice. And I was just trying to get an understanding of it. That was basically it. So, you know, now we're just trying to find out what's going on and how they go do it. So we're going to cut through the chase. I've been talking too much. Mouth running. You think I had a motor in it. So we're going to try some calls now. And we're going to try our first caller. We're going to tune in right now. Okay. Hello, caller. You're live. Hello? 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 Calling you live. Hello? Hello? Okay. Mike couldn't reach it. Okay, let's try the next caller then. Hello, caller? You live. Hey.
Hey, Skip. It's me.
What's
man.
Up?
That's
long
right.
time.
Right.
How you doing?
I'm good.
How's
man.
Everything?
You know, it's good. I miss your show, brother, because, you know, I be out here hustling, man, on Wednesday. So I don't get a chance. But fate had it that I'm able to talk, but I'm not even able to talk right now because, you know, they always watching. I got to make that 30-minute call in, so in a minute or two.
Right.
But hey man, how's Wednesday treating you? I hope it's working for you a little better, brother.
Oh yeah, it's coming slow, but you know, as long as I keep the consistency, it'll be okay. You know what I'm saying? Because this
That's
way,
good.
The NFL football won't break me up.
You yeah,
know?
Exactly.
NFL
exactly.
football won't have nothing on me, so it's all right. It's a new
exactly.
process. That's all. We gotta try, but it's good hearing from you because you know I appreciate you always having a positive input. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Skip, I've been knowing you for like 20 years or so, right? And you always been wondering what the hell happened to the money?
Well,
you
I
got
mean,
me thinking
that
what
you there for?
You got me started thinking what happened to the money? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to the money, brother. You talking about the paycheck? I'm talking about the mortgage
yeah.
too, man. I thought when I got halfway on the 30, I thought it was supposed to go down. It still ain't gone down.
Oh, no. You know why, right? Because outside the house, the bank don't have, outside of a house, the bank has no other product to offer you that's really beneficial to you and your family. That's why they always threaten you about getting a savings account. So let me get this right, Mr. Bunker. You want to take my money and borrow that at 22% and only give me 6% back? You giving
me
crumbs,
ain't that
man.
Yeah. Well, they used to give us more, but now they give us less and less. You know, it's a hard hustle, man. It's a hard hustle.
Well, you'd be better off sticking it under your mattress, though.
You know, but we go along like most things. We go along with it because it got that little growth. You know what I'm saying? And that little growth be no growth. So, you know, and then in the bank, unless something happens, unless it's a crash or a run on the bank, you bitch say, because if they say, ooh wee, they say, look at Brian, I heard he got money under the mattress. Let's break in there and get that money.
True. I want you to understand this though, Brian. In spite of all this stuff we're going through and all this madness, I'm tired of looking at Jimmy Stewart and George Bailey during Christmas time and trying to figure out how wonderful my life is. That should be all around, all year round, man.
Let me tell you, ain't nobody coming to our house and with a bucket and they pouring money in it.
Not even the church.
Yeah. It's just not happening. Mm-hmm. It won't be a wonderful life for us. We ain't Bill Bailey and George Bailey.
If we slip up, brother,
they throwing us in jail on the spot. So
yeah. But see, that's the thing, though. That's the dynamic. I hate for us mentally to have this mindset that if you chain an elephant to the pole for 20 years and you take the chains off, he's going to stick right to that pole. And I hate to say it, I fell victim to it and I contributed to it. That's why even at this age I'm in, Brian, I'm trying to find a way to break these chains.
I hope you break them chains, brother, but right now the chain is on me and I got to call the man for my 30 minutes. I'm gonna make that call, and then I call back in and listen to the rest of the show, brother. You keep up the good work, my brother. Have a good night. All right.
You too, Brian. Good hearing from you, and I thank you very much, man. Thank you for the inspiration, bro.
You're quite welcome. Maybe I have another mishap next week. You never know.
Yeah. You know how it goes, right?
All right.
Yeah, for sure. All right, later, my brother. Take care. All right, later. All right. Hello. Caller. Okay, well, let's try one more call. Hello. Hello, caller, you're on live. Oh, I guess people tired of me talking. Because I'm talking too much, so. I'm just trying to see. Yeah. I got a caller, but I had no response. Because I'd like to know what people's opinions are about tonight's topic. So I don't feel like I'm the only one talking. Okay. Hello, caller. Come in, caller. Yeah. Okay, let's try to get one more call in while we're out here talking. Hello, caller. Caller? Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I never understood it, but I'm just trying to face it and see what's going on. So, All right. Well, we'll finish up the conversation because, like I said, I just wanted to get a clear understanding of what's going on. But at the same level, I like to know that I'm not walking around here in a maze like a mouse. And a lot of people feel that people are supposed to disclose their income and all that. But I'm not well for it. But you don't have to disclose your income. But I like for the playing field to be level, because if I'm doing the BST, blood, sweat, and tears, breaking my back just to try to move forward, you know, I would think that, and through the tax system, I would think that the playing field could be leveled so everybody can see and understand where the tax is from, where they're going, and how it's structured, so we won't be looking like, well, long as what I take home. Because it's never about what you make. It's really what you take home and what they're taking out your check for you to enjoy it. You can really have a good time with it. But myself, hey, I'm just trying to make sure that I can do what I do. That's it. You know, other than that, nothing else. Yeah, that's it. So, you know, I was just wondering, that's all. That's all. Hopefully everything is cool. So, but the thing is this. I want everybody to hear this and understand. We all have to devise a way, in spite of all these taxes and the disproportionate distribution from it, we all got to find a way where we can pay ourselves after our hard labor and our blood, sweat, and tears. So it won't matter how many taxes that they take, as long as we can take care of ourselves. And that's what's important. Because without it, like I said, just go on and stick around for the go watch. You know, because that's all they have to offer you after 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years of service. That's cool too, but something's going to have to be done for you to put something away. I mean, if you make more, they take more. That's true too. But at the same time, we basically got to walk the line, walk the tightrope, and try to get a clear understanding of what we're going to do, what we got, and hey, how's everything, we're going to make sure that it's okay. So that's what I'm looking at it as. I'm not no spring chicken, you know. But at the same time, I got to always remember, I need to make sure that I'm covered. So I'm just trying to recognize it through the tax table to know what I can get, you know, how much can I spend, what's good and what's not good. So, hey, I'm just trying to figure it out. That's why, hey, I need some help too as well. I need other people's input so I won't be looking crazy. So, hey, if anybody got any comments, tune into the show. You can share them and we can get an understanding. Because that's all I want from this show. I don't want nothing else. I really don't. I just want some clear understanding. And then we can do it individually and still try to collaborate together where we can make it happen. So that's just about it, you all. You know, I was looking for more callers, but I guess they're occupied. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, I'm just trying to figure it out. You know, so on the real issue, hey, it's best to recognize what we got and what we're dealing with. Because I know ain't no way on earth that if a person can make almost $1 billion a quarter every 4 months of the fiscal year, I'm saying to myself, when is enough? What can it be a contribution towards this? Don't get me wrong, I'm never jealous by a long shot. But at the same time, you know, I'm not talking about just signing checks to charities, but just like the workers during Corona, we need more people in the front line that's not only conscious, but just physically want to be a part of something and make a contribution, because you already got your attributions down pat. I mean, you can equate your success with wealth, and it shows. But at the same time, in the front line, I just want people to understand that, hey, if somebody consciously made an effort to give, hey, I can respect and honor that, and I wouldn't look no further. But that's basically what we're trying to understand. Because, man, $11 billion in taxes, and you bought the company for $93 billion? Man, you got away with a lot of taxes. That's not even 1%. Real, man. And then you wonder why rich people don't pay taxes? Look at the moves they make. You know? And you can respect that, because they're making moves better than anybody. So, just needed a lot more info. A lot more. So we can have a healthier attitude and a better understanding. Because I remember when Magic Johnson had a foundation. And, well, you know, everybody loves Magic, but certain people don't. And I seen in an article, I think it was on YouTube or Google, that they were saying that he was taking the money to the foundation and buying personal things with it. I guess that's probably why he called it the foundation. But I never understood why would they put that out there about a guy whose credibility is, you know, unquestionable. And they were saying that he was taking money into it to buy personal things. But, I mean, his success outside of that foundation, he already had money. So I wouldn't think that that would be his whole intent or something that he would do. I can't pass no judgment, but at the same time, you know, I would wonder why would people even try to put that negative buzz in somebody's ear, because he has helped people. So I can respect how he want to divvy up his money and how he want to do it through his foundation, but don't run no smear campaign, because until you can do what he did, help people, open up educational centers, theaters, trying to get black people to work in the hood, hey, man, you can't do no wrong by me. You know, it's just the other ones that I feel uncomfortable with. They let you know they're rich and then rub it in your face. You know, and make it look like, yeah, you got to get yours like I got mine. Well, which is, that's cool for you. But at the same time, man, if you can just give a few words on how a person can do that, then they'd be well off. They won't need your money. But I guess that's how the game is structured. I don't know, but at the same level, I mean, we need more contributions than attributions when it comes to money and taxes, because it's like the playing field will never be level. So that's all I'm trying to get an understanding of. And I can live with it. But, you know, for a lot of other people, man, it's a hard road, very hard road. So I'm just trying to figure it out. That's all. You know, that's it. But other than that, it's all cool. I'm just trying to figure it out. Hopefully that we can all get a better understanding and make this stuff happen, so we can go from there. At least understand, if nothing else. Yeah. That's for real. But other than that, hey, I hope I enlightened everybody that called in, because I enjoy doing this show. Without y'all, it wouldn't be no me. So I just hope that you all keep calling in and we can find topics that we can elaborate on and we can enjoy learning. That's what it's all about. So I'm just trying to make sure. I need you all to understand. That's what I'm in it for. No monetary gain or none of that stuff. I just like to be heard, and at the same time, I like to listen and hear. Because it took me until I was 25 years old to really, really listen. So this is something new to me, and it feels so good. So that's all I'm looking for, and that's all I want. So that's what it's about. Straight up. That's what it's all about. So, you know, that's a good thing. So, I'll tell you something. I don't have any more callers. And the one caller that I got left, I thank you so much. I tried to get you on the air, but it seemed like I'm messing up. So let's try it again. Then maybe I can get you back on the air. Let's try it this way. Hello, caller. My one and only caller left. Can you call in? Are you listening? I'm right here. Hello? Hello? Well, I guess not. So, well, I'm just trying to just, hey, enjoy this night. Enjoy this conversation, and I'm really is. Really am. So, we just going to sit back and chill. Just, you know, let some thoughts into my head and just cool out. Because in a couple more minutes, I guess it's going to be an early show tonight. And I'll be able to sign off or just try to make sure everything is okay. Let me go back to Brian. I'm going to call, let Brian call in now.
Brian. Hey, man. Hey, what up, man? I had to make a quick stop at that call to work boss. I had to call the other boss real quick. Yeah, man.
What
up, man?
Nothing, man. Just chilling, man. Like I said, you know. When I did the homework, I didn't know that you can purchase a company for $93 billion and then you only have to pay $11 billion in taxes.
Yeah, the richer you are, the less in taxes you pay. The tripped out thing is, man, you know, between me and my wife, we make a fair coin, man. We getting taxed up the butt these days, man.
Right.
They're killing us on taxes. I never experienced taxes until like 2016 or something, you know, having to pay. We used to always break even because the house would always save us. You know, when we put the house in with the taxes, but now it don't save us anymore, man. We end up paying thousands of dollars, man, in taxes, man.
Yeah.
We be hurting, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is that you check it out, though. Like Warren Buffett said about the secretary, you're paying all those taxes, but when a rich person, like that guy, Irikawa, rich dad, poor dad, like he said, wages are destined to make you taxes. There's only three ways that you can, three levels of worker, remember? Three levels of, you want to earn income, you want to inherit an income, and you want to put all the stuff that you, real estate properties, jewelry, gold, all that stuff together and try to have an individual income. And, you know, it's like they're saying that every day it's a different millionaire popping up overnight. But it's like if you can generate your own wealth and your own identity through your wealth instead of just having wages, then I guess that's when you don't get hit by the tax burden. Because, like I said earlier, man, you got to understand, man, if we were in London, we'd be getting raked over the coals. Because they take half. That's why all the famous people that lived over in London and the U.K. moved to America.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's why
the Rolling Stones left. Mick Jagger, is that why John Lennon left too, you know?
Damn, that's why he said he loved New York, even though he got killed.
All them rock stars came here, though. That's right. They all the British rock stars, they did come here because they didn't want to pay their taxes in the U.K. But, man, it's crazy, though, right now, man. This stuff is it's out of control, dude.
Well, remember, man, you know, it freaked me out because I'm thinking that we're supposed to be in a democracy, but at the same time, the way that they do this money around here, it's more or less a hypocrisy. Because I tell you something, man, I didn't know. Now, you know Scottie Pippen. Everybody thought that he was dumb country boy and that stupid ex-wife of his running around falling and parading herself. I didn't know that Scottie Pippen, through pork barrel spending, gets paid a subsidy for $250,000 a year not to grow nothing on his farm. Because, you know Scottie Country Arkansas.
He was
going to put people down there out of business like Purdue's Chicken and ADM, Arthur Midland's Daniel Group and all them that got steaks down there. And they said that if they pay him a $250,000 subsidy not to grow nothing on his farm, he would do it. And he'd been living off that for, I think, over 15 years, going on 20 doing that, man.
Ain't that
one
something? Hey, the mechanic is here, man. I got to go.
Okay.
All right. Hey, have a
cool,
good night.
Brother.
Have a good night, man. All right.
You
hey,
too.
Keep up the good work, brother. Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, anytime, bye.
All right. Okay.
I was so bad the quad ain't working, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was one of my little callers that called in, y'all. And it's pretty cool. So, I don't know. I'm going to have to get this programming day up and alive because I'm not having too many callers left. I don't know. Maybe I have to do some different marketing and advertising for the show, but hey, I'm just committed to doing it. You know, hey, maybe things can fall where they may, but I'm just trying to keep at a consistent level when I do this show so I can enjoy it. And you all can enjoy it as well. So, you know, I'm finna sign off in another minute. And hey, for the time that we spent together, I really enjoy it, like always. And hey, I'm looking forward to hearing from more people, more callers, and more of a new show. So, as I want to say, I want to thank you all, the ones that call and the ones that give their input, so I can always learn. Because that's why I'm really into this show, because I want to learn as well as talk. And this is what I'm trying to do and I'm trying to understand. So I'm about to sign off, you all. And until next week, still the same time from 7 to 8 o'clock, Wednesdays. So keep that in mind and protect each other and love each other, because that's all we got. You all have a good evening. Until next week, you all. Bye-bye for now. Bye.